step one is we have a Republican majority in both houses. We don't have Republican control in the Senate. You do have Republican control in the House. The Democrats have changed the rules to require 60 votes, and my friends used to whine about that, and my favorite cartoon is the one where the soldiers are in the fort and the Indians are firing arrows, lit arrows in. They said, the Indians are lighting their arrows on fire. Can they do that? Yes, they just did. The Democrats are insisting on 60 votes. Can they do that? Yes, they did. Move on. Figure out how to get 60 votes instead of whining about it. It's a very interesting question about, you know, why the president's numbers so low. I mean, my best sense is that it's the war and unhappiness with the war. Now, the good news for the Republican Party and the conservative movement is invading Iraq people say this war was an optional war, a war of choice, okay? It was politically of choice. The Republican Party did not demand an invasion of Iraq. And one of the challenges on trying to understand what the conservative movement will do is that there isn't within it, other than sort of a group that wants a defense that will keep us from getting attacked by the Canadians, you want defense, but you have these various arguments between a Pat Buchanan who says going to Iraq gets you more enemies and more problems, and the neocons who say, no, we're solving problems. And that's a prudential question that isn't turning out as well for the neocons as they might have hoped, or not as quickly, anyway, as they might have argued. So if that's your problem, when you're past it, the coalition is okay. And I'm not sure of another. I mean, the economy is doing generally okay. I mean, I'd like it to grow faster. It's growing faster than most other countries. I think the Democratic Party's best position was muffed by Murtha. The best position was to stand here and point at Bush and say, Bush in Iraq, how do you like that? And then shut up and say nothing. Because when they were doing that, what's the old joke? How's your wife compared to what? Okay. If you're just asking, you know, how's Bush? Oh, no, Bush in the war. No, not good. Murtha here, how about if we pull out tomorrow? And then all of a sudden you've got something to compare Bush with. Bush would have lost in 2004 if he was running against nobody. And the smart move for the Democrat or for the opposition when you're running against the incumbent is almost always to make it a referendum on the incumbent. Right. But there's this real tendency among candidates to go, me, they love me, you should like me. And we can love you after we get your butt elected, okay? So just it doesn't have to be about you until you win. And Kerry made it too much about Kerry, and with Bush's numbers on right track, wrong track, and do you think he's doing a good job, we're both under 50.
Right.
When he won, okay? It shows the power of conservative ideas. So I think the Democrats better. I know there's this constant conversation. We got to get a theme. We got to get a something. Yeah, but if one could hold back and just say, "What about that?" You're better. Now, at some point, the Republicans will talk. Oh, they have no answers. But if you've had a problem hung around your neck, they don't have any answers. Doesn't work as well.